with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Polls are open in New Hampshire in the nation's second presidential primary. The focus is on the GOP, where polls show Donald Trump with a hefty lead over challenger Nikki Haley. But Gary Bauer, president of the conservative group American Values, cautions.
I've also campaigned myself in New Hampshire, and I know they're very independent voters. So in these early races, you always have to ponder the possibility of a surprise.
Trump is aiming for a commanding victory, which would secure a sweep of the first two GOP primary races and make a November rematch with President Biden likelier than ever. But Haley says as she campaigns Tuesday that she plans to stick around for her home state South Carolina primary next month. Flash floods inundated homes and overturned cars in a Southern California neighborhood as torrential rain swept through a large swath of the U.S., correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Over a three-hour period on Monday, 3 inches of rain fell near San Diego. During the winter, the region typically averages around 2 inches of rain per month. The San Diego County Sheriff says deputies pulled people to safety after water rushed into homes. Other residents escaped by wading through waist-high water, carrying their cats and dogs. And there are mud and debris flow warnings around L.A. County's Topanga Canyon. Around the country, heavy rainfall and wintry weather is expected to continue. I'm Julie Walker.
Palestinian militants carried out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the Hamas raid that triggered the war. 21 soldiers were killed. Hours later on Tuesday, the Israeli military announced that ground forces had encircled the southern city of Khan Yunis in Gaza. This is SRN News. The Dallas-based T.D. Jakes Foundation was a vision of longtime pastor T.D. Jakes, who created the foundation to help lift children in underserved communities into what he hoped would be life-changing experiences. The foundation is composed of successful business leaders who have demonstrated a passion for recreating a culture of inclusion. Former Wells Fargo Bank executive Kelly Cornish is the foundation's president and CEO.
If you expose kids to engineering, the sciences, rockets, things that they normally as a community would not gravitate to, then the hope is that there will be a pull through. They'll go to college, they'll come out and get that job. And these are the jobs in AI and all of the technologies that we talk about can literally change the trajectory of their families.
Cornish adds the T.D. Jakes Foundation is closing the opportunity gap for the next generation in underrepresented communities. This is SRN News. A school strike has been quickly resolved.
Nearly 30,000 employees of the California State University system have reached a tentative contract agreement and will end their planned strike against the nation's largest public university system. The deal announced Monday night after the first day of the walkout, and faculty members plan to return to work on Tuesday. They demanded higher wages, more manageable workloads, and increased parental leave. The strike came on the first day of the spring semester for most of the system's 450,000 students. John Scott reporting.
The Los Angeles Times plans to lay off 94 newsroom employees. That's according to the head of the journalists union, who said Tuesday that the number, while substantial, is less than feared. The announcement comes after the LA Times Guild walked off the job last Friday to protest the imminent layoffs, the first newsroom union work stoppage in the newspaper's 143-year history. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.